Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to Excel and Reflect. In a world that rarely slows down, this is your invitation to pause. Each week, together, we step away from the noise of life and lean into the stillness of God's Word, creating space to try to think deeply and meditate intentionally and reflect honestly on the words of God. Every episode centers on a specific biblical text or spiritual truth, not for surface-level reading, but for thoughtful engagement that allows God's Word to shape our lives. You see, this podcast is a place that, for only a few minutes, if you will, we can slow down, listen carefully, and try to be formed by the truth of Scripture, whether this is for personal devotion, a quiet meditation, or intentional reflection. So today, with me, as we begin our week, as we begin our day, take a breath, open your heart, and join me as we seek to excel in our understanding and reflect on the faithfulness and goodness of God. This is Excel and Reflect. Today's thought is entitled, Three Things About Discipleship. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, we read, "And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age." This week's reflection is a reflection on how we follow. We live in a world constantly shaped by narratives and philosophies. Ideas flow endlessly through our devices, our social media platforms, and our news outlets, influencing how we think and how we live. The Apostle Paul warned about this very danger in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8, urging believers not to be taken captive by human philosophy and empty deception, rather than following Christ. When the world's mindset begins to shape our thinking, it can also reshape how we view the church and our role within it. Unfortunately, many people approach the church with a consumer mindset. They ask questions like, "What does the church offer me?" Or, "Does this place meet my needs?" Some treat the church like a marketplace. If one place doesn't satisfy them, they simply move on to another. Yet this perspective is far removed from the call of Jesus. Jesus made his mission clear. In Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28, he said that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. You see, true discipleship is not about being served. It's about surrender, sacrifice, and service. A writer named Nathan C. Schaefer once summarized life with several powerful thoughts, saying, "It's not about how much you have gotten, but about how much you have given. Life is not about how much you have won, but about how much you have done. Life is not about how much you have saved, but about how much you sacrificed. Ultimately, life is measured not by recognition, but by love and service." In Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 49, Jesus provides a powerful description of discipleship. And within his teaching, he reveals three important truths about what it means to follow him. The first of those being this, that discipleship brings blessings. In chapter 6, verses 20 through 26, Jesus spoke of those who were poor, of those who are hungry, sorrowful, or even rejected for his sake. Though these conditions may seem difficult in the present, Jesus promised that something greater lies ahead: God's kingdom, satisfaction, joy, and eternal reward. Disciples understand and their hope, and that their hope is not limited to the present moment, but they live in a state of confidence that God's promise extends far beyond this life. Secondly, we learn that discipleship involves demands. In verses 27 through 38, we learn that following Jesus requires a radical commitment. He calls his followers to love their enemies, show mercy, avoid harsh judgment, and practice generosity. These commands challenge the natural instinct of the human heart, yet they reflect the character of Christ himself. Disciples are called to live in such a way that the love of Jesus becomes visible to a watching world. The third point that he makes here is that discipleship produces a response. And in verses 39 through 49, Jesus described disciples as people who examine their own lives before correcting others, who bear good fruit through their character, and who ultimately build their lives on the solid foundation of his teaching. Those who hear his words and act upon them are like builders who construct their houses upon rock, and when storms come, the foundation holds firm. The message of Jesus is clear, that discipleship is not simply about attending worship or identifying with a church. It is a daily commitment to follow Jesus with humility, obedience, and action. Faith must move beyond words into a life that reflects his. And here it is. That is how we follow. As we close today's episode, take some time to carry this thought with you into the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Excel and Reflect is more than just a podcast. It really is an invitation to pause, to listen, and to let God's word speak deeply into your life. So don't rush away from all that we have thought about today. Sit with it, think about it, and let it shape the way that you think, the way that you respond, and the way that you walk with God. Each week we'll return with another passage, another truth to consider, and another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture continues to form our hearts and direct our steps. Remember, alongside each episode, we'll also have written articles that will continue that reflection and allow you to take it with you and make notes on your own to dig deeper into these spiritual thoughts. I want to thank you today for joining me. And until next time, I hope that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive, and let's continue to excel and reflect together.